Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, this is the guy we were saying sounds like Eminem last week.
That's correct.
It's a white guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember his name being NF. I thought it was spelled out.
No, it was NF.
Yeah.
Those are his initials.
Nathan John Feuerstein.
Oh, no wonder he's NF. just call me NF.
I don't know how people knew about this guy, but his album, when it came out, sold pretty well.
Well, this is the second week, I think, or third week.
He was here. That's how I discovered him in like 2015 or 2014.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was in the Alice Lounge.
Oh, really? How funny is that?
Yeah. That's a funny thing to have in the Alice Lounge.
Right.
So it was the Alt Lounge at that point.
No, you know, the funny thing is
probably
I was talking
live
to...
Live 105 Lounge.
Right. I was talking to one of the production guys, promotion guys. He does all the events for us now, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, hey, the Alice Lounge, blah, blah, blah. And I go, isn't that the PlayStation Lounge? I'm not sure. And he goes, no, it's called the Alice Lounge now.
Oh. Everybody, it's called the Alice Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I'm sure they put up signage.
It literally couldn't be further away from us in this station.
But,
well, we once lived there and
we
they kicked us out.
That's true. That was our secret show studio first. It's nice down there. That was a real nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Good window. And then they moved us into like a closet and a half. You know, half a closet for you, a closet for us.
Yeah.
That's outside.
Wonder why
lounge.
The frequency like has, you know, keep getting pushed into
worse and worse situation. Now we just do it right in Studio D, which is
all right,
so
we got
ghetto.
It. It doesn't matter. Fine.
Why don't you just write us a memo about how it doesn't matter? And then still be mad when we don't do it. At number five. At number five is Chris Brown. Indigo, 37,000 copies of that.
It is, isn't it?
I have to keep reminding myself he bites and hits girls.
That's true.
Yeah, gotta keep reminding myself.
This is a song with Bieber on it, and I think this girl is Ink.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty.
And it sounds like Ed Sheeran on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At number four, it's a debut at number four. Lil Durk sold 44,000 copies of Love Songs for the Streets 2.
All right. I mean, whatever.
Ducking potholes, though, you know. get that out
we
here.
We have that here, too.
We experience
sure.
that.
Right.
It's rough out there for a driver.
A tire. Yeah.
A tire.
Billie Eilish sold another 47,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That's at number three.
Vinny just can't stop dancing.
Is this going to be a hit, Bryn? You tell me.
You know what? I think that he has his followers. I'm not going to play this, but I think that he will have a pretty good response from this.
So
you're not going to dance outside your car at stoplights to this song?
I'm not going to do that. But this is the most popular song on the track, according to Amazon Music.
Well, here's the deal with this record, Care Package. It is actually a compilation album. How many tracks are on it? Because they're saying there's 17 old tracks that were previously only available on SoundCloud or YouTube. So this could be a 10-year-old record that we're listening to right now. But it did earn him his ninth number one on the Billboard 200, Vinny.
Unbelievable.
So
there's 17.
Then that's it. So it's all these old tracks. Apparently, if you were like following them on SoundCloud or you used to watch them on YouTube, like I don't know how many years ago, these you might be familiar to already. But it's a collection of 17 songs that were previously unreleased on a record.
Nothing, just a song.
So awful.
How much do you love it?
I don't.
So damn weak. It is a weak.
Well, that's number one in the States right now.
Bryn goes, we're sitting
this is his open arms. This is so weak.
At least open arms was, you know, it had all the makings of a song.
Listen,
this is a piece of dreck.
He's connecting with his audience. I get lonely, too. Like, I'm a superstar, but I get lonely,
in my
too.
Feelings, I get lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sensitive. Let me just rub
just
this dollar.
Like you. I'm just like you.
I'm just like you.
Too.
I go to Starbucks. I got a bridge over
Except
my...
Except I have a bridge in my backyard.
Right.
A backyard lake.
We're sitting
People
in the
are
other
saying
room.
This may be a TLC remake.
Yeah, it's possible.
Did you
it's,
say that?
It's no. It's all songs that he hadn't released before that
I
were only available
see.
On like SoundCloud and stuff. So I don't know what the origins of all these songs are.
Huh.
So as we were sitting there earlier, Bryn goes, yeah, the new Drake record, you're not going to like it. I'm like, there was almost no chance that I was going to like it. This could be Drake's best release, and I'd still be like, it's Drake the whole time. Mm-hmm. No thanks. Oh, he recently got some new ink. Here's a picture of it, Vinny. It is basically, it's the Abbey Road. It's the four Beatles walking across Abbey Road, and he's leading the way. He's in front of them with his hand up waving because he recently just passed them with more number ones than they had.
Oh.
Or some crazy stat like that.
Yep.
He broke three singles records previously held by the Beatles when it came out last, when Scorpion came out last year.
Shut up.
And so anyway, it's the four guys crossing Abbey Road, and then he's in the front going, duh! Duh!
So dumb. I don't like it.
It's funny.
Is it? So getting back just really quickly to Chris Stapleton, because mm-hmm. he's on that track with...
people loved it, by
Ed
the
Sheeran. Oh, that freaking song is great. I think that's only the second time I've heard it. We like listened to it when that record came out a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. Or
it's pretty rocking.
Whatever the hell it was. Yeah, it's excellent.
I got a couple of his records. I know you
Chris
have
Stapleton.
All his records.
Yeah, I have all
I mean,
his records.
I know that you do, yeah. But I actually bought...
Is there any record that you need to
two
hear?
Two of his records.
I have it.
I bought them.
I have a huge record collection. It's called Apple Music.
This is on Timberlake's record.
Yeah. Actually, some of his duets are the ones that have broken through the biggest. Oh, broken into my bubble. But there's a song... Did we just talk about this a week ago? It's like some whiskey song or something.
Tennessee Whiskey?
It's so beautiful.
That was his big hit that broke him through.
This is a beautiful song. I love this tune. I just love his voice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're simple songs, just blues-based and country flair. It's nice. It's like Southern fried, you know? It's nice. That's a run, right? That was beautiful. But he sounds badass on that Ed Sheeran track. Like, that is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
He just squeezes the notes out, and they just land so perfect.
Well, and all
right,
those...
just the right amount of rasp. And mm-hmm.
Lyrically, it's so AC/DC.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Double entendre yeah. The whole way. Pull my trigger. Come on.
That'll blow your mind.
I'm coming for you. What? What's he saying?
Well, thanks. Oh,
yeah. Yeah!
Squeela!
So AC/DC.
You got it.
So good. Anyway, last week, John Mayer had a concert in Nashville, and he wanted Chris Stapleton to sit in. So he sent him a text ahead of time. He was like, hey, man, are you around? You know, you want to come sit in with me? And Chris said, yeah, I am. And so John said, well, which one of your songs do you want to do? Or which one of my songs do you want to do? And Chris said... Let's write a song together and play it on stage.
Oh, wow.
So on Wednesday, they wrote a song together called Just Remembered I Didn't Care, and on Thursday, they performed it live.
What?
Fine.
Hey, let's just whip out a song. That's what we do. We're songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little setup here, too, isn't there? Or did you just jump right to the song? So this is live.
It's and it sounds very live because it's, you know.
Live.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I love John Mayer. I really do.
But
he is turning into the Grateful Dead. Like, that's a Grateful Dead song right there. Just the chord progression, everything about it.
It's nice, though.
Yeah, good for them. They write a song on Wednesday, perform it on Thursday. Why the hell not? They're amazing. Hey, guys, we just wrote this song yesterday. Want to hear it? Okay.
I think that's super cool.
It's great. But listen to this chorus. This is like Grateful Dead all the way.
I can hear what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like a touch of gray all over.
I like it. Same I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. And I it's impressive that they could write it one day. And I mean, who knows how long it took them. But when you're an awesome songwriter, you probably have ideas floating all around. You grab a few.
This is your job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
I always trip out when guys get together who are good musicians. Still, sometimes you'll just see them looking at the person's hand. And go, oh, we're in that key. I got it.
Yep.
Like, They're just live. They just know how to sort of work in the moment.
I can jump in.
Right.
No problem.
All right, where are you at? Oh, I got you. Boom.
What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including glitter poop.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. We are on the hunt for fall interns. We need you. Please, we really do need you. If you're going to go to school this fall and you can get college credit for it and you're over 18, please submit an application to Uzette Salazar. It's Uzette at RadioAlice.com. Just send a resume and a cover letter. And don't miss Melanie thing. She'll just throw you out. Although maybe she won't. Maybe you can get away with a really sloppy government mail because maybe.
No, I'd rather have no one than someone that's going to be sloppy. I could do that on my own.
No one can get me a coffee, though.
Oh, poor you.
Anyway, we need you. And if you can get credit, we'd love to have you. So use that at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, dear. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
Oh, here it is right here.
You do.
You got it?
Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Oh, there it is. Of course. I looked everywhere, but to my left where it sat.
Patiently waiting for you. Its one purpose is for you to look at it.
I know.
Yeah.
I move stuff and then. Yeah. Okay, so here's what's happening. Big weekend. Coming off a big weekend here in the Bay Area.
A lot of people, very busy.
Outside lands happened. I'm in the countdown for my kid going to kindergarten.
Next Monday, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I guess Oakland school already began.
It's too early. It's just
not,
too
though.
Early.
I mean,
it is. September 7th.
Most parents are like, yes, please.
I'm not.
You never felt that? I guess you didn't, huh? You were never like, okay, I'm ready for the kids to go back.
No, I wasn't because I didn't have to deal with them. Oh. You know, John was unpacking lunches and driving them to school. I was like, bye, I'm going to work.
No,
I wasn't even like that because I didn't want to wake anyone up.
Yeah.
I guess it's more about when you get home and they're home and you're like, why don't you guys go find something to do? And they're all, well, why don't you help me? Why don't you help me find something to do?
Yeah, no, we were just in the, you know, when you're in the thick of it, you're in the thick of it.
All right.
I dove into that crap, and now I'm glad to be swimming to the other side. Oh, my God. My kids are like grown men. It's awesome. I'm like, what are you doing today? Oh, nothing with me? Great. See you later. See you tomorrow. I don't have to do anything for you today. That is amazing. It's been like 3 years of this.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's you'll get there.
Oh, I'm actually enjoying
it. You should enjoy every minute.
I was trying to tell
fast.
You the story earlier that it's hard. I don't have a lot of ability where this stuff's concerned. So for me, it maxes me out.
Yeah.
But I do my best, and the kids and I had a nice hike, and I spent most of Sunday morning with them by myself. People wrote in, you're complaining. I'm not complaining.
You're
I'm just complaining. Not good at it.
And you were telling the story.
Trying my hardest. Okay. Cutting fruit and
sounds like you are good at
getting
it.
Sunscreen on everybody,
fed,
and we went out for
sunscreen,
a hike.
They were exercised,
but Dad had a beads of sweat on his upper lip the whole time. the hike was where I got to relax. That was where it was easy.
The thing about hiking with a 6 year old, basically, is that they're slow. Like you don't even go that far. They're like, oh my God, ants! Look at this rock.
We hiked 2 miles.
Oh, that's, wow, you that's made some great. Ground.
And I actually let her lead so that I don't outpace her and find myself going,
looking
whoa,
for her, yeah.
Where'd the kid go?
She stopped to look at a rock, you guys.
No, she's pretty good.
Yeah,
surprisingly
clearly.
Good. And she really likes that I let her pick the trail. You know, she's good. One of the things I meant to bring up while we were talking about outside lands, and I thought, oh, maybe Sarah will do the story, is People say that the Counting Crows broke up on stage. Did you guys
tell me?
Did you guys see that?
No.
Did you see that?
First of all.
So they had a fight on stage?
They didn't have a fight, but what? Apparently he announced, like, this may be the last time. What did he say? We're really happy to be here. Thanks for supporting us all these years. This is the last time you'll see us.
Wow. Adam said that?
Yeah.
Do you still have those little cornrow guys?
So the picture, you got to see the picture, because I've said this before. I was reading a Rolling Stone interview, I think it was, and he says, quite frankly, my dreads are fake.
Oh.
They're
oh, yeah.
extensions.
He did tell me that.
But I got them put on, and I never felt more like me than when I had these dreads on.
Oh. Mm.
So, yes, he still has the fake dreads. They're dark black, along with his dark black beard.
But even though he's older than we
really
are.
It right. looks like a wig, because it's kind of pulled over right above
it. It looks extremely wig-like.
So, this is, who's reporting? The datebook section in the Chronicle says, we're not certain.
Those are actually much thicker than they used to be, too.
Yeah.
Counting Crows broke up on stage this year at Outside Lands Music Festival, but it sure felt like it. He said, Adam, thank you, San Francisco. Singer Adam Derwitz bellowed to the crowd at the close of the band's afternoon set at Twin Peaks Stage, Hellman Hollow. It's good to come home. We've always wanted to play Outside Lands. I don't know when we'll see you again or if we'll see you again. Thanks for all the years.
Oh, well,
they said they left the fans scratching their heads.
Well, you know, maybe they're just not touring and not putting out new music. I mean,
that sounds more like onstage banter than anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys didn't go see them. That would have been fun.
You know, I'm a daytime kind of person.
All right.
I like to be there later in the day.
Who did you see that you liked? Anybody?
I saw this new group, Felly, who reminded me of Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a few comedians. And then I just walked around. I ate some stuff.
What'd you eat?
A bacon wrapped hot dog.
Awesome.
Oh. We went to the Weedlands place. Yeah, it was fun.
Had some crab fries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Who did you see that you liked?
Lil Wayne.
Was good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was good. He had a good energy. And after that was Blink 182.
Oh.
Which was cool too, but yeah. I was kind of like in the crowd.
They're touring together, so that's trippy.
Yeah.
Right after, they both did it.
Right.
And so I left right before. 21 Pilots was supposed to be like, I heard they were amazing. They put their drummer on a, it looks like it's on the crowd. Like, so they mount the drums onto a piece of plywood and they throw it on top of security guards are holding it up.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So it looks like he's crowd surfing in the crowd, but really it's just an open area where the security guards
are. That's hilarious.
So from the view of the fans, it looks like he's just playing on the drums in the middle.
So they must be all just wireless mics on the drums?
Uh-huh.
Or does he play electronic kit or something?
No, like, otherwise it'd be 500 wires. And then a lot of people are telling me that the lead singer for 21 Pilots also, he crowd surfed and stood up in the middle of the crowd. Stood up on the crowd surf and performed a song.
So they held him up?
Yeah, that's good balance.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works. And I think they're just like lying. But multiple sources told me that. And I'm like, you guys are lying to me. Like, just
I know,
to make
I didn't
me
believe it at first. And then a couple
the
other people at our table were talking about it. I was like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
21 Pilots killed it. That was Friday. Yeah. Was that Friday night?
That was Friday night, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you guys had taken off by then?
Yeah, I left right before that. Because, you know, it was Friday and I was fading because I had worked that
day.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Counting Crows. Maybe not.
Yeah. That wig is getting big. That's much more hair than he used to have, and it's crowding his face because I think his face is getting rounder. So he's like, oh, I'm going to crowd my curls in. I'm going to crowd the little dreads in there.
But it just looks so phony.
Yeah. It looks like a mop. It looks like a black mop on top of his
my
head.
My point was that, he's dyeing his beard and his hair.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to dye the hair.
Right. Ay-yi-yi.
That's funny.
Whatever. You know what? The guy can sing.
Yes, he can. He has super unique phrasing. Like, you try and cover a Counting Crows song, and you find out just how syncopated some of the stuff that he does is. It's just, and then he always, oh man, he's actually an incredible singer.
I like him.
I really have an appreciation for the way he phrases things. I like him. But the hair is wonderful.
Well, you don't have to date him.
No.
So, whatever.
Oh, what's her name dated him, right? The girl from Friends.
He's had a couple celebrities.
Jennifer Aniston?
No, Monica.
Oh, Courtney Cox?
Courtney Cox.
I think he went out with both of them.
Did he went out with Jennifer Aniston, too?
I think so.
Did he not go out with Phoebe? What was wrong with Phoebe?
Yeah.
She was the musician in the group.
She was older.
Anyway.
Smelly it says, let's see, 95, Dorit stated Jennifer Aniston. He has also dated Courtney Cox.
Yeah, that's great. I hope they all compared notes.
Winona Ryder as well.
Oh, boy, he's had some foxes.
Yeah, he's had some really hot, but that's, you know, singers.
Yeah, you're a rock star.
You can be butt ugly, and if you can sing or play guitar or rock out on something,
I'm
like, hello there, Mr. Talented.
An adult club in Omaha, Nebraska has been advertising for in an interesting way, and it's got some locals upset. The sign outside Candy's Gentleman's Club reads, "Fully nude girls. Stay-at-home moms earn extra cash. Apply inside."
Nice.
I'm staying at home with my kids. What am I? You got a playpen out back I can throw my kid in while I take my clothes off for the gentleman?
They probably do.
Some residents are not happy with the advertising strategy and ask for the sign to be taken down, but I don't see. What's the problem?
Who doesn't want to make a little extra money, Ben?
With
your post-baby body. Come on.
My son has seen this sign and has asked, "Mom, why would moms go be naked? Why do they want naked moms?" My son can read that. He knows what nude means.
Well, why don't you explain
it to him? And it's just kind of terrible.
Why don't you just take a moment and have a conversation with your kid about something real that he's going to see in his life? Like, that's... the poor children. Protect the children. It's not like they become adults at some point.
It's not a good fit for the surrounding neighborhoods and businesses.
It's a strip club. That's what it is the whole time. Whatever.
So it's wrong.
You're right. It's wrong. I'm going to go with what you said.
There's a company in England called Feel.
Oh.
And they're selling a new multivitamin that contains glitter. So, specifically, so that you will glitter poop.
But...
there have been pills that have done that in the past, but they say, this is a vitamin, it's good for you, and your poop will glitter.
Well, if it's in England, it's a vitamin. So here's the thing about glitter. They say it's really bad for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
It's little pieces of plastic. Like, they're already broken down to fish size. It's fish food that kills fish.
Right. I'm not for it. I'm just telling you about
it. Although it would be fun to have glitter poo.
No.
And then what?
And then I guess I'll throw some rhinestones in there. I don't know. I got to up my glitter poo game. What else could I put in there? Let's find some. I'm going to put some tinsel in, you know?
Tinsel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll
I'm
need
familiar.
Help pulling that out.
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry. So stupid. Glitter
just
poo.
Had this
Plus, also,
horrible visual. You ever had
like
a dog that eats grass?
Yes.
And then the grass doesn't. Yeah. It just.
You gotta. Yeah.
You have to actually grab it and pull it
out.
Oh, what fun. That's fun having a dog.
So I just had a visual of you with your tinsel butt. A
couple different things.
It's fancy back there. I got a little tinsel tail. That's the other thing, too. It's like, okay, the glitter poop. You know, most of the glitter's in the poop. Like, it's not like the outside of it's crusted in glitter. You know, they're not fancy, like, blinged up poo. It's just like, you'd have
what
to
do
sit.
You know?
I'm just trying to picture it.
Depends on what you eat, right?
What are you eating? Only like, clear fluids? I don't know.
If you eat a lot of glitter, you'd have more, it'd be more glitter.
How about a fast fact?
That sounds like
please.
A great idea.
The United States had a lesbian first lady.
Yeah. It's Lyndon B. Johnson's, Lady Bird Johnson. Right? Isn't that her?
No.
Oh, which one is it?
Grover Cleveland's sister Rose was the first lady for the first 14 months of his term before he got married.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but Lady Bird Johnson was gay too, wasn't she?
There was a book about the one Vinny just mentioned that came out maybe a couple months ago. It looked quite interesting and was publishing... the love letters between the two women.
Rose,
maybe that's who I'm thinking
maybe
of.
Maybe that's what it was.
Rose went on to be with a woman named Evangeline Simpson, and they're now buried next to each other.
That's lovely.
I find it more interesting that your sister is the first lady if you're not married.
Yeah.
Oh, what if you don't have a sister? Is it your mom?
I don't know, but that's, I would never have, I just would think you wouldn't have a first lady if you didn't have a first lady.
Grover Cleveland got married while he was the president?
Apparently.
That's incredible. I get all the presidents mixed up. Do you think he's, was he one of the ones shot in the office?
I do not know about that.
There were a few. There's one guy died, right?
What do you, what?
One guy died in the, like right after he was elected.
And I don't know what you're, I don't.
I don't know. That's obvious.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo. When Coke started selling it in 1972, but Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement. You're calling it Peppo. It's just like our, for Dr. Pepper, you're Peppo. So they changed the name to Dr. Pibb. And Dr. Pepper again said, no, we're Dr. Pepper. Mm. You can't be Dr. Pibb. So they then changed it to Mr. Pibb. And now, and that stop the lawsuits, and that's how they have their...
So Dr. Pepper just gave up. They're just like, all right, F it. Just do whatever you're going to do. Can't you just name it, you know, Yum Yum Juice?
Right.
Something that doesn't sound anything like Dr. Pepper?
Cherry Coke.
So funny.
Peppo.
George Clooney starred in a sitcom on CBS from 1984 to 1985 called E/R. ER.
What?
George Clooney started
a show than ER?
A different ER. Prior to ER. George Clooney started a sitcom on CBS from 84 to 85 called ER.
And what was ER standing for?
Emergency room?
Probably the same sort of setup, but a sitcom. It only lasted one season. Then he starred in the real ER on NBC 10 years later, which
was a drama.
Was obviously huge for him.
Yeah, medical staff handles patients in a hospital's emergency room.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
And they joke about it. That's solid material.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't know if that's him,
that
though.
Is so... Him? The slash is a Band-Aid.
Ah, that's funny.
That's him right there in the middle.
It is?
Yeah. With his heavy... Yeah, this old dude heavy eyebrows. I mean, my eyes are
That's
shot.
Not him!
Let me look at that.
That's, what's that guy's name?
Hold on, I'm getting
that's not
Levy. Is it the Levy guy with your eyebrows?
That's not him. That is a different dude.
Yeah,
what
that's
that
not
guy's
him.
Name?
I can't think of that guy's name.
He's in everything though. He's like one of those guys you see. You know, he's like he plays like the dad, or he's like the guy who's waiting on you at the men's.
He's the guy
shop.
From the. Is he in the Ocean's 13 movies?
Maybe
Ocean's 12.
He's just one of those perennial actors.
But he's really old in the
see
Ocean's 13.
See what his name is there.
Movies.
How come George Clooney's not in the movie?
Elliot Gould.
Picture? Elliot Gould.
Oh, okay.
Is Elliot Gould in the Ocean's 13 movies?
I'm not sure.
12 movies? Whatever.
It looks kind of stupid.
Both George Washington
Ocean's
and...
Ocean's 8, yes.
He was! Uh-huh. Give me $5!
No. You can't make up your own categories and then name the thing and then and then ask me for money. This is not how it works.
Ask the questions and answer
if
them.
If you'd like $5, I'll give you $5. You can just ask me.
Well, I feel like I
I'm
won
not
$5.
Give it to you,
I don't really.
But you didn't. You've got to say we're up to.
Both
make it
George Washington and Andrew Jackson hosted cockfights on the White House lawn.
Oh, that's fantastic. No. I like a good cockfight. I'm only. No, you're not done. You can't be done. We're not going to talk about cockfighting? It's wrong, you know. Sometimes the
it's
cocks
brutal.
Get hurt. Sometimes
it
the cocks get
brutal.
Really hurt. And sometimes the cocks have to go to the ER to get fixed.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all cocked up. Okay, I'm going to... You guys are... You're mean. You set it up and then you don't support me.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.